sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 for the final time, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. We know that Shin Daddy officially has retired prior to Christmas, but what's he doing today? Chilling on his off days now, and great, Bill. Chilling.
Well, he texts me right after he heard Steve talk.
What do you think?
And he's going to have a maitre d' training program today.
Is that right?
So there'll be people in tuxedos meeting you at the door with a maitre d' training. What a great program. And
he just could do it.
And he thanks you, Steve.
Thank you,
for
Steve.
This, for doing that. I was thinking about the maitre d' program. They have to teach like a calmness program. All of a sudden, if you're standing there, you're the maitre d' and Britney Spears shows up or Paul McCartney. You could not flip out.
Nope.
You got to act as if like that. Hello, Mr. McCartney.
Do you know what we're talking about?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep yourself together.
So
they
right
see celebrities
about that.
All the time.
What?
They have to see celebrities
all the time. Celebrities all the time.
No, and you got to be cool.
They got to be cool. They can't go all of a sudden sixth grade Sipple on them when they
want to. It's Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, my God.
Can't do that.
What if you're the freaked out
man? Like it's
what if you're
Jake Sorensen?
What if you're the freaked
like
out
me for sure?
How much fun if you were the freaked out maitre d' that you acknowledge?
Just, you gotta eat faster. We got a line.
We got a line. It's Muhammad Ali wants to get in here.
That's your calling right there. You are going to Vegas. You're right. You have to retire there for that role.
We'd text each other who's at your place. Yeah. Like that. It would be incredible.
Yeah,
hey, Marv Albert's here. Who do you got?
Oh.
Yeah.
Who do you got? I got Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson's here.
That should be a very exciting day. Midwest Bank today.
Final right. day.
Hey, so but Cindy could be a maitre d'.
He'd be an incredible one. Yeah. That'd be
he'd be great.
That's like that's just his calling.
That is the post-retirement dream for Shin Daddy, maybe.
What a post-retirement dream that would be.
He'd be really good at it. I mean, because he's got that demeanor already.
If I'm not doing that, I want to be the one who delivers the steak knife. Because when that comes
he can
in.
Be both.
I think sometimes a maitre d' might deliver the steak knife.
I think the Yugoslav did. In our case,
the steak knife has to weigh like 4 pounds too. But it's not a if it doesn't weigh 4 to 5 pounds, it's not a real steak knife. Yeah.
Anyway, that's a good training program, and we're getting to the age now where that would be a good second like
stepping off
career.
Yes.
Yeah. Stepping.
Yeah.
We're same page. Yeah. Stepping off career.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not labor.
We're on the downside.
Yeah. Thank you to Shin Daddy.
Jake sometimes reminds me.
Yeah.
Well, you're staring at 60.
I do not. When have I said that to you last?
A lot.
Like one time, maybe. Those words, staring down 60. Yeah. I have said that, but it's been a while.
Staring at 60. That's what he said. He goes, well, you're staring at 60.
Thanks to Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2. We appreciate all the things Shin Daddy has had for the last several years.
We just appreciate Shindy.
Him as a person also. He's a great person. Thank you, Shin Daddy. Before I get to Nebraska ball, I'm not going to do breaking news because it's not official yet.
What?
But Pete Nakos of On Three has apparently logged a prediction of the quarterback from Notre Dame to Kenny Minchie to Nebraska is his logged prediction as the portal opens up today. The portal opens today through the 16th. We'll get that more in the next hour. But yes, that is his prediction right now. Kenny Minchie to Nebraska.
So that's what's happening.
Pete Nakos.
That's what's happening. Huh. I mean, the portal opens on January 2nd.
January 2nd.
Okay, this is all happening pretty fast.
Not done
that
yet.
Makes sense.
That's a long prediction. It's not anything we know of for sure yet. So
okay.
That's why it's not breaking news. It's
I wonder
potential
if, so
breaking
it
news.
Begs the question, is Minchie here right now? Like, is he in our midst? I would almost think he would be, right? Wouldn't he have to visit before he commits? Maybe not.
Probably. I would think so.
God, I would think so. Anyway, okay, Kenny Minchie. Notre Dame.
Watch out for that.
Push CJ Carr for the job. That could be your quarterback. That would be your probably favorite to win the job next year. He probably won't be the only quarterback they.
Did I hear that right too? That the quarterback for Penn State went into the portal.
Which one?
When it started for him, the true freshman.
I think he
because
Jake.
Grunkmeyer.
Yeah, Grunkmeyer, because he looked really good down the. That's a big loss for Penn State, and I know that probably that Beck or whatever from Iowa State's going there maybe.
Yeah.
But I thought he looked really good. There's a lot of quarterbacks in there that are very interesting.
Oh,
but that
God.
Shocked me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, whoa, you would not want to lose him. There wasn't one part of you said, hey, this guy can't play. This guy can play.
Mm-hmm.
So I was shocked he was leaving Penn State.
I think I saw Rocco Beck, expected to transfer to
Penn State.
Yeah. As well as Ben Bramer from Pierce.
Oh, yeah. Now, Iowa State is down. What I read is they're down to 16.
They also list they
players.
16 players. On their website, they list no players. Just the coaching staff. They were down to 16 total out of 105.
Is that right? Do you think that's correct? Now, there's so much misinformation. I hesitate to bring things up that I read and see on TikTok.
Well, they wouldn't all just be gone. There might be a lot they say we're going to be in the portal, because right now it's like, okay, what do we do? And they'll say, well, I'll throw myself in the portal because I can easily come back. It's a new staff. But I can't imagine trying to put together what Iowa State – they're going to be like New Mexico. New Mexico, I think, somewhere around 50-some guys, but they did a great job.
I don't know. Yep. It'd be weird. It'd be odd.
If you ever have to have a leader of men better than ever, you're head coach now.
Yeah.
Because you have to be able to run the show of how you walk in this building, here's how it works, and guess who's going to run it? I am.
And you got to whip it into shape fast.
And you better have a staff behind you. You see players come, in and out that, but boy, the ones that have it figured out. An example was, you see New Mexico play all year? They played there. They lost 50-something guys off a team that was like 4-8.
They did.
And won 9.
They had a great year.
Yeah, and beat UCLA. Ran the ball for 400-some yards against UCLA. So my point is.
That lost to Minnesota in overtime.
Yeah,
had a good bowl game.
So my point is that they're out there, but boy, do you have to have a staff put together of grown men.
By the way, Minchie is.
Kenny Minchie.
Yeah, Minchie's. Was at Notre Dame 3 years. He's been at Notre Dame 3 years. He was a 4-star recruit. I keep talking about his numbers. He was 20 of 26 this year for 196 in some, in a reserve role. He's 6'2", 205. That's who you're probably looking at right now. But I think they would go after one other quarterback.
I think they have to, don't they, at this point?
Well,
Davila's gone. Grahamstead's going to be gone.
Yeah, they only have one coming back on scholarship, Latif.
So
I think they would have to go get somebody. I think they would have to go get somebody else. Okay, so Pete Nakos has put in a prediction on Minchie.
Anything from Thamel. Pete.
Well, Pete Thamel wouldn't do that. There's other guys, though, that would.
Yeah.
And that Vince is saying.
Vince or Nick, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Nick is saying that.
Vince.
That there's other people that are predicting Minchie. Okay, well, there you go. That's interesting.
Do you expect to see a mass exodus of players from Nebraska in the portal? It's not been crazy for Nebraska the last couple of years.
What's
guys
mass exodus to you?
Great question.
15 to 20?
Oh, no. I don't see 15 to 20. I don't. I could be wrong. I'm just saying this.
See, I don't think 15 to 20 is mass. You're going to have some, there'll probably be 8 or 10 that you don't even know their name.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like, okay,
yeah,
I don't even really know.
Yeah, I'm glad you made this. Yeah. Jake, I don't. Will it be a mass exodus of starters, second team guys? I don't think so. There's already been an exodus,
I know.
Mass of players that you worry about. First of all, I guess no. Second of all, I don't worry about too many. I mean, who on the roster, if they leave, would you say, oh, my God, they're screwed?
And that's kind of the problem, though, isn't it, with what Nebraska's at right now? Like, you don't have a guy who can say, if this guy leaves, oh, God, we're falling apart. That tells you where you're at as a team.
Who on the roster would leave that you would say they can't rebound from that?
I don't know if there's a guy.
There's not.
Yeah, you can make a list of, like, okay, let's make a list of guys that we don't want to lose. But like,
yeah,
you said,
yeah, there's those guys.
There's a lot of those guys.
Yeah,
and there's also guys that is so simple. Like, oh, well, what would be going on? Well, here's what goes on through people's minds is they sit there and they watch those games last night, or they watch Ohio State and Miami, and they're like, I want to play in one of those games.
Yep.
And I'm good enough, because there's players on every team that are good enough to play in their starters other places. They just don't have enough of them.
Right.
And so, like I said, you know, JMU showed it really, really well on some of those players. That Surratt was from JMU. I mean, can he play? Yeah, he can play.
Hell yeah, he can.
Yeah, and so there's players that aren't, and they, if you want to play in those games, because right now, if you were looking at, if you had a year to go, you'd be saying, okay, we're going to have a new quarterback at Nebraska. We're probably a ways off of a playoff team, and a playoff team that could be in the final eight. We're probably a ways off from that right now. So there'll be some people saying, I got 1 year left, or I got so much time left. I really want to see if I can play. That's why people would consider the leave. People go, why would they ever leave?
We talk about it's the end of year three, and we're saying right now that if any player enters the portal, it's not a big deal.
Well, okay,
that
I want to be clear.
That seems like
though.
A problem to me in terms of the rosters being built by Nebraska.
I want to be clear though. There's good players, and there's players you don't want to lose. They're definitely crippling, though. Right, but I don't. Just name me a guy that you would.
Who's the best old lineman left right now on the team?
Evans.
Evans the best. So if you lost
him. Pritchett.
Yeah, yeah.
Pritchett played really well, by the way.
He did. End of the season, well. In general.
Well, no, he played really well in the bowl game.
He did.
I mean, he and Dampier, if you listen to Pro Football Focus, he and Dampier graded the best, which makes sense. If Dampier and Pritchett, the left tackle, were the best players on the field, I get that. I see that. Pritchett's good. Pritchett can be really good. Look at him. I mean, if he walked by this window right here, you'd go.
So that would be tackle. One. That'd be one if you lost. It would, because it could be.
That'd be one where you'd be.
If you said, "Can we replace someone that looks like that?"
Yeah,
right
maybe.
Away,
maybe
be not. Hard than yeah. someone that plays, and he's obviously playing better. So there's always, you know, but you said Evans maybe the best
D line.
Who's the best D lineman?
The guy I wouldn't want to lose is Petchak, the freshman. But you know, you could there's a lot of guys that fall into the category. He's good, but it wouldn't kill you if you lost him. You know, he's good, but it wouldn't kill you. Petchak, I wouldn't want to lose Winery. Now, Winery didn't do anything against Utah. He played 24 snaps and had one pressure.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
Sure. No tackles. I mean, but I wouldn't want to lose him. I still think he can be pretty good.
So how does something like that unfold then? Because that was a financial, that was, you probably know, north of a million?
Or oh, yeah, million? Yeah. When there is north of a million.
So
Pritchett's north of a million.
So after a while, there has to be realignment in your budget, correct? You don't pay $1.2 million for 24 snaps.
Unless you're projecting, you know, you're just projecting him. He's a redshirt freshman, and maybe you're looking at him and saying, we're going to get big production down the road, you know, which maybe he would. Yeah. I think he's got a chance. I just hope that people don't take me out of context in that discussion. There are guys you don't want to lose.
Absolutely.
But there's nobody that I would say, oh, they're dead. They're gone. They can't rebound from that.
Yeah, because
Pritchett's probably the closest.
There's guys that would leave here that would start on a top five team next year. There are guys that would do that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Pritchett's talented enough.
Pritchett's one. I think Evans is one. I think Evans could go play at a lot of places. And
especially because he plays center.
That position's
really hard to find. That's a high-skilled position.
I think Shavers could go start at some places. I think Andrew Marshall could go start.
Yeah, Andrew's
place.
Good. That's why this is complicated, though, because you're trying to somewhat overhaul a roster because right now it's not good enough. You're 7-6 like you were last year.
I don't know.
How do you get enough guys in if not enough guys leave the program?
Here's what I think. I think you got to hit now. You really got to hit. The hit rate for this portal round's got to be really high. I would think you better go get, if you're going to go get 12 or 13, you better hit on 10. And that's hard to do. It's really hard
to do.
Really hard to do. And you better get 8 starters or so, I think. I mean, that's what it looked like to me in the game. You got to go get some guys that can change this around pretty fast, unless you're relying on that. Now, there's a lot. Now, what Rule would say if he's listening is, come on. I had a bunch of young guys out there, and they did. There's a lot of redshirt freshmen, sophomores, even a freshman. You're counting on those guys to move fast now. You know, you're counting on a guy like Benning, that he's going to be ready to roll next year at a high level. There's a lot of guys that fall under that category. Like Winery, he was a redshirt freshman. Now you got to take a big step up. You got to be a difference maker. You can't have 2 sacks. You got to have 9.
We didn't hear his name after the Michigan State game.
You got to have a guy that you don't. Why is it Nebraska can't have a guy that can get you 9 sacks? I mean,
there's a couple guys in the portal from San Diego State that people think Nebraska might get because of Rob Arch.
Yeah, there's some guys
DC.
Like that.
One guy had, I think, 11.5 sacks this year.
Yeah, I would imagine someone with 11.
There's some guys like that.
With 11.5 sacks.
Everybody's going to want him.
There'll be a lot of people. That won't just be well, I think Nebraska or maybe Purdue. Nope, not 11.5 sacks. Those are hard to find.
He'll make money.
Even at whatever level that you're at, it'll be those are hard to find. Like I said, pass rushers, D linemen, I mean, left tackles, all these spots are so hard to find.
I know.
The name is Trey White. Again, over the last 2 years, 19.5 sacks over the last 2 years, 99 tackles, 29 tackles for loss. Expect to be one of the top edges in the portal. So, yeah, he's not a guaranteed. Yeah. Everyone's going to want that guy. Everybody's going to want him.
But Nebraska has a little inside track, though, right?
Maybe with his defensive coordinator, possibly.
But, I mean, the question is, like, it always comes down to, it's like sometimes you get tied into that with a D coordinator or whatever it is, or position coach like that. But was he from San Diego? Is he from California? My question is, all of a sudden, USC is talking to you.
Yeah.
And USC is going like, all of a sudden, it's like, hold on. I can go right up the street here. I can go up here an hour up the road, and I'm going to play at USC.
Right.
And
it's competitive.
And
yeah.
So it'll be competitive for guys like that.
It's really competitive.
He is from Chula Vista, California,
which is San Diego.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So all of a sudden, or you're watching the deal like that, and all of a sudden you're talking to Ole Miss.
Yeah, or Ryan Day.
Or Ryan Day, or whoever it is that you're looking at.
Hey, it's competitive.
Yeah, it'll be very, very competitive. That's you get excited. In my opinion, it's very much like the like swim on the Tinder app. Where you're kind of like that, and you kind of go, oh wow, check this out, and then you're kind of going like, yeah, they're not looking at you, they're not looking back, you know, like that. So it's like you get excited. Hey, how about someone? I talked to some people. I'm helping some people and
swim on Tinder. Yeah. I didn't expect that comparison. I like that, Bill. I like that. Yeah.
All of a sudden,
works.
It's like, well, anybody on Tinder, you kind of go like that. Oh wow, how about this?
Yeah.
Well, look at Connie from look at her
Fremont
from Fremont or from North Bend. Yeah, and all of a sudden it's like Connie from North Bend isn't swiping back.
No.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're not getting the
Pat Stewart.
Yes.
Pat Stewart
is
now the spotlight is on him for the first time. Yeah. He got here, you know, he didn't get here in time for the December last year. He wasn't hired until early spring. Pat Stewart is the guy now. He's got to put this thing together. And it's funny, you hear head coaches. It's funny to me. These conversations are funny. You hear head coaches sort of divorce themselves from the process. Well, Pat, now Pat's going to put together the roster.
Well,
wait a second.
Well, you heard that.
It's your team.
Yeah. You heard that directly from Dana Holgorsen.
You did.
Directly.
Thank you for bringing that up.
In a quote.
I was spellbound by that. I was standing there. He was talking at the podium, and I don't even think people knew what was going on in my mind with my line of questioning. He was saying, well, that, you know, we got to get a quarterback, but I'm not involved in that.
Yeah,
I'm not involved in that. Now, I wonder if it was just man-to-man and I was talking to Dana, I'd say, wait a second, you're the offensive coordinator. You're not involved
in this?
They just come to you with the quarterback? Is that the way it's working?
It seems like a problem to me.
Well, but is that the way they do it in the NFL?
Well, there's a lot of that. In the, right? First of all, assistant.
Right? The assistant coach just, you give the players to the coach, and you, and your job is to make it work.
Yeah, I walked you through that one time and said, Chili, as you know, Brad Childress, was I was talking to him.
Brad Childress.
I go, well, still during the draft, where are you at? He goes, I'm over here in my office. He goes, I find out who we selected as it comes across the bottom of the ESPN. He goes, I have no input.
Isn't that
they'll walk down sometimes and ask you for, hey, real quick, anything else you want to add on your evaluation on so-and-so? Nope, everything's turned in, or it might be this or this. Okay, good. That's it. And so if you're an assistant coach in the NFL, you have one job. Coach your guys.
See, that's it.
You coach your guys. You're not going through all the stuff. Now, there's still – but here's the deal. When you're building your roster, guys, you're still going to have – you can have up to 105 on scholarship. You're going to be somewhere in the 85 to 90 on scholarship, guys. There's a lot of guys that's still recruiting. It's not all it's not all just the GM building it, because not all 85 guys are in the same loop as far as who's getting paid mm-hmm. and what's going on. So it's not like, well, all of a sudden there's a 3-star, you know, that's from Sydney, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. You got to recruit him. So it's a different type of a, so your whole setup, it's not straight NFL. It's not an NFL. You do get to pick them. When mm-hmm. you pick them, they come. Like that, you don't get a, they're still selecting you. So there are so many different variables to it. And then also the oddest part of this is the negotiation, because you're negotiating with people that are not trained in this area. I mean, it can just be an uncle. It can be whoever who are you talking to? Who is their representation? Who is their agent that you're talking to? And you don't know that it's different on all aspects. Not saying that they don't know what they're doing, but yeah. But you're dealing with way different than you're dealing with agents in the NFL.
Back to that Holgorsen thing. This is what he was asked, just so people are not foggy on what the hell we're talking about here. He was asked, this was last week in one of the post-practice media sessions in advance of the bowl game. He was asked if Nebraska has an in-house ranking of quarterbacks in the portal. And he said, I'm sure our personnel department does. He says, I'm a coach, okay? So I'm trying to organize this offense and get us ready to play Utah. In the world we live in now, you better have a personnel department that's doing all the work, scouting prospects. Wow. Yeah. I was like, well, okay. I just wanted to say, you can't do it because there's all these other reporters standing there. I just want to say, so now wait a second. They're giving you the quarterback and saying, make it work. And
well, there's a lot to it, because a lot of it is what? Finances. Who's interested in you? Some people, how many names did you hear? Like, whew, we like that guy from Arizona State, like that. They're not talking to Nebraska.
Right.
Sorsby's not coming to Nebraska.
No, you're not going to get like Leavitt or Sorsby.
Leavitt's not, they're not coming here. So you have to move on from them very quickly. Instead of just being like, all of a sudden you're all sitting around, anything at all from Leavitt? No, Leavitt's not calling. Okay.
And there's going to be others too.
Others too. There's a lot of those guys that aren't coming into that spot. Mm-hmm. And so who fits our with the interest level and our finance level of what we're going to do? Because right away, it's like, tell you one thing you don't want to have happen. You don't want Latif leaving.
I don't think so.
You do not want him leaving.
No,
he's been around for a year. He could be much better. He's a true freshman.
That'd be no guys back.
I mean, but if all of a sudden,
no scholarship guys.
If Latif just says, you know what, I'm out, and I'm going to go.
Then you have no scholarship.
And I'm going to go to San Diego State, or I'm going to Boise, or I'm going whatever. That would be devastating. It really would be.
So it was a really interesting conversation with Holgorsen about that.
How important it is, the quarterback spot, you watch that defense from Texas Tech. They were incredible. They were incredible.
Against Oregon,
And they couldn't get a first down. They couldn't get a first down. Remember this.
What happened to Texas Tech?
Aaron Morton was awful.
Just remember the week before, in the first half, JMU did get 13 points, and they did score 34 together.
Yeah.
Texas Tech didn't score a point.
No, I don't get it.
Morton was just, he looked like a lost cause out there.
Really?
Their offense was just in a complete shambles. The entire game, from start to finish, they never had it going at all.
And so the thing about that was one of the, second or third highest paid roster?
Yeah.
And they didn't have, what if they had Dampier?
Oh, different day right?
That game would have been way different. That game's going down to the final play if they have a Dampier. So
matters a lot.
That tells you, oh, man, it matters. Oh, wow.
Before we get to break, Bill, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked!
Oh, that hurts.
Do not start the new year being hacked. You don't want to have that to start off 2026. Avoid being hacked. Call our friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. A free consultation is available for you at AppliedConnective.com.
Will and Applied Connective, they are the maitre d' of cyber. They're the maitre d' of cyber. They are overseeing everything that's going on, and they calm you as you walk into any store.
Maitre D.
ApplyConnective.com. When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.